From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Disposing of food waste is getting more challenging in California. Salinas-based Measure to Improve CEO Nikki Redoni tells thepacker.com, as we generate more waste, more feedlots have been leaving the state because of regulatory mandates and other reasons, so we're losing a revenue-generating source for viable feed. Reducing the amount of organic waste is important because companies want to see as much of their fruit and vegetables used as possible, and because produce scraps are expensive to dispose of. The United Kingdom appears to be on a clear path to exit the European Union following last month's election of Brexit-backing Prime Minister Boris Johnson. If the UK exits the EU by the January 31st deadline, the US Trade Representative's chief ag negotiator says the US could get a bilateral trade deal done very quickly. Greg Dowd tells the Farm Journal, "We've already gone through the negotiating objectives with Congress and Trade Promotion Authority." As the world celebrates the new year, National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Jennifer Houston is celebrating the new trade deals with Japan and the European Union. Houston tells AgriMarketing.com the new deal with Japan immediately lowered the tariff on U.S. beef from 38.5% to 26.6% and will eventually drop to 9%. Most importantly, she adds, it keeps us at the same tariff rate as other international beef producers under the Trans-Pacific Partnership. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.